www.kpfk.org. Non-commercial, community-powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have our plethora of music along with a review of a community event that took place a week ago, along with some news as well. I thank you, our listeners and our viewers on both Facebook and Instagram, and for our listeners for listening to our interview with young Phil Canadian basketball player alias Branna, who we had on, I guess, as he talked about his experience moving from Canada to the United States to attend De La Salle High School and playing for one of the top AAU programs, not only in Minnesota, but in the United States, Howard Pulley. And it's an interview that you're going to hear for one more week on KFAI.org by searching the Philippine American National News and by going on both our Facebook and our Instagram to listen to that interview. As well as thanking him for sharing his experience with our listeners here on the Philippine American National News, and also his father as well for giving a parent's perspective of the journey of moving out of country to chase the basketball dream. But in regards to some community announcements, which we'll get to shortly, a few weeks back, the Philippine American National News was in attendance for the Philippine Student Association's annual Philippine Cultural Night event, an event that was formerly known as the fashion show. It's an event that changed its name, in a sense, changed the concept to the Philippine Cultural Night. It's an event that took place at Kauffman Memorial Union. It was an event that was widely attended by the PSA community, along with a lot of the students there. You had a lot of parents showing support for the event as well. It's an event that featured talent from the University of Minnesota, along with some performers that were not students anymore, but Filipino artists as well, that entertained the people in attendance. I know one of the things that the PSA has been trying to work on is trying to get more alumni involved in their events or attending their events. And there were some recent alumni in attendance for the event. For some of them, it had been some time since they had been to a PSA event. And for some of them, it was first time taking their kids to an event. Some whose kids are toddlers and nine-year-olds to one that has a eighth grader in attendance, and kind of just putting that in their kids' head for the alumni who had an eighth grader son in attendance to see if, you know, there's something that they might potentially want to be involved in if they get accepted to the University of Minnesota and potentially be part of the PSA. The event had a featured artist, which is something that they've been doing probably for the last decade or so, is trying to find someone that has some clout, some recognition. Generally, sometimes something you'll find on YouTube or TikTok. This year's headliner for the show was an artist by the name of Sho Paulo, who is out of the Vegas area, and he was able to play some ballads, which the artist has been known for singing. And the crowd was very responsive. Even the non-Filipino audience members were enthralled by his music. There was an artist that by the name of Rave was what his stage name was, who was part of a dance group that brought the house down. But when he also sang as well, the crowd was very entertained by his talent. Speaking of some other events coming to the community, and speaking of fashion shows of sorts, a new organization that has sprung up, but not from necessarily new people in the community, but some of our mature members of the Filipino American community, an organization that has come into existence as of late, that is known as the Minnesota Filipino Seniors Association. They are having a fashion show and dinner dance, something that they are presenting known as Marilag. And this will be taking place on Saturday, May the 9th, beginning at 5 p.m. at the Hilton Hotel off of 3900 American Boulevard West in Bloomington, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Susan at 612-968-9826. And another community event that will be taking place on Saturday, July the 18th, is the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans annual Philippine Day, which will be taking from 3 to 8 p.m. at a new venue, and that is in Eagan, Minnesota, Central Park. It's where, if you're familiar with the Eagan area, this is where you generally do their city festival each July 4th weekend, and it's a place where they have hosted food truck festivals as well, along with other events that are of a big nature in the Eagan area. And then another announcement that was made recently here in the Filipino American community is the Minnesota Lumpia Festival, announced a few weeks back that they've nailed down a date for their event. And that event, the Minnesota Lumpia Festival, will be taking place. Drum rolls, please. Oh, sorry. Drum rolls, please, not music, please. But this event will be taking place. I'm so sorry on this. I thought we had listed down here in terms of when the event will be taking place. But it's an event that's be taking its fourth year in existence in Minnesota, here in the Chaplin Park area of Minnesota, which is probably roughly a 30-minute drive or so outside of the Twin Cities going north. And I will pull this event as I go to one of the sites where it was actually announced on the social media of Facebook. So just be a few moments while I get that exact date. I do apologize. I did not have this ready in advance. But this event, the Minnesota Lumpia Festival, should be taking place in June. For our viewers and listeners who are interested in attending this event and looking for the original post that they put on a group that was very helpful for those new to Minnesota and those who've lived here a while, called the Filipinos in Minnesota. And actually, for right now, we'll get back to this announcement of when this event will be taking place after we play our first song of the evening. It's a group that brought down the house twice last weekend at the annual Coachella event in California. It's the group Beanie. And it's their track, Unang Kilig. And once again, that was Beanie with Unang Kilig. And I do apologize. I tried to go to the Minnesota Lumpia Festival for its website for more information in regards to when this event was taking place, and trying to go back to some other posts, but I wasn't able to find it exactly for I could give you when that date is again. So I will have that next week on the show for our listeners that are interested in this event that takes place in Chaplin, Minnesota. I believe generally late June, if I remember correctly. But speaking of the group Beanie that we just played here on the Filipino American National News, they were just recently performed at the Coachella Festival. If you felt the shift in the atmosphere this April, it wasn't just the Coachella desert heat. It was the sound of history being rewritten. When Beanie achieved at Coachella isn't merely a success for a pop group, it's our generation's version of February 9th, 1964. Just as the Beatles transform the cultural landscape on the Ed Sullivan stage, Beaniecella 2026 has officially launched a P-pop into a global stratosphere. And by seeing some of their performances via YouTube, it was, I think, a group that many outside the Philippines weren't familiar with. Beanie got a taste of this Filipino pop group, hence P-pop for short, that performed at Coachella last weekend. And people seem to be really enthused by Beanie's performance last week. From Forbes, it says, if you were anywhere near Coachella, the Mojave tent at 4:15 p.m., you already knew. If you weren't, here's your quick guide to Beanie, Coachella's first ever Filipino act and to one of the year's most talked about. Beanie's an 8-member Filipino girl group formed through Star Hunt Academy, Filipinos Broadcast Network, ABS-CBN, televised idol training program. Their name derives from the Tagalog word Beanie Beanie, meaning young lady, and intended to represent modern Filipino women, describes a mix of sweet, confident, independent, and informed. The 8 members are Mariah, Colette, Maloy, Gwen, Stacy, Mika, Joanna, Sheena. Together, they have achieved over 1 billion streams on Spotify, won the Billboard Philippines Women in Music Rising Star Award, and have also been included in Forbes Asia's 30 Under 30. This group's origin story begins with Lorenetti Diogi, head of the entertainment production of ABS-CBN, who proposed establishing a training group for young performers a la K-pop show in 2018. ABS-CBN launched the Star Hunt Academy with 250 auditions between the ages of 16 and 19 from all over the Philippines. From this pool, 12 females trainees were selected, eventually trimmed to 8. And for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is a group by the name of Cat's Eye, and their lead singer happens to be a Filipina herself, a person by the name of Sophia, who, if you were a fan of wrestling, I believe she was in the crowd at WrestleMania. And this is their song, Gabriella, from Cat's Eye, who actually opened their tour earlier this year at the Armory in Minneapolis.
Fast, I couldn't catch it. Heart in the casket. You always knew it. The starting role, the main attraction. Got cameras flashing. Like, ooh, if you made all of this fantasies come true, and the It's just like the summer, you made me wonder. Me in the middle, overprotective of my lover. You made me wonder, like, ooh, if you made all of these fantasies come true, what would you do? Yeah, ooh, you could have anyone else you wanted to, but I'm begging you. Hands off, Gabriella, Gabriella, hands off, Gabriella.
With Gabriella, and I was able to find some information in regards to the Minnesota Olympia Festival 2026. It's actually taking place in late June, June 27th, and it will be at a new venue that is yet to be announced. But once we get that information in regards to the Minnesota Olympia Festival, we'll bring it here to you on the airwaves at KFAI. And this is our final story of the week, and it involves a former guest of the Filipino-American National News. Jimmy Alapag has ended his stint with the NBA team Sacramento Kings, where he served as part of its coaching staff. In a post on Wednesday, Alapag bid farewell to the Kings and thanked them for helping him realize his dream of coaching in the NBA. "Thank you, Sactown. My time here is up. Grateful for all the love shown to my family and I," Alapag said. What was once a dream to coach in the NBA became a reality in Sacramento. Thankful for all the amazing experiences, the lessons, the growth, the most importantly, the time spent with some of the best people, fans in the NBA. Alapag joined the Kings in 2023 under Coach Mike Brown's staff as a player development coach. He first became part of the team during the NBA Summer League campaigns. He has yet to announce his next move, but said he is looking forward to what God has planned next. The Gilas Philippine legend and PBA great moved to the United States for good with his family in 2020. In the 2025-26 NBA season, the Kings finished 14th in the Western Conference with a 22-60 record. And our last group of that we'll be playing on the Philippine American National News this evening is a group known as SBA 19. And they'll be making some historic festival performance debut, as they are going to be an artist featured at the annual Lollapalooza, which I believe is taking place in Chicago. And this is their hit song, Mapa. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Thank you. chitter chitter, la chitter chitter, la chitter chitter chitter, la 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 chitter Mama, kamusta na di na? Tayo laging nagkikita, miss na kita sobra. Lagi na lang kami ang nauuna. Di ba pwedeng ikaw muna, akin ang pangamba? Dahil ikaw ang aking mata sa tuwing mundo'y nag-iibang dahilan ng aking paghinga. Kaya huwag mag-alala, ipikit ang iyong mata, tana, pahinga muna, ako nang bahala. Labis pa sa labis ang iyong nagawa, mama, pahinga muna, ako na. La tara tara, la tara tara, la tara tara tara, la tara la tara. La tara tara, la tara tara, la tara tara tara, la tara la tara.
Papa, naaalala mo pa ba? Nung ako'y bata pa, di ba? Aking puso yung hinanda sa mga bagay na buhay ang may dala. Dala ko ang iyong bawat payo, at hanggang sa dulo magkalayo man tayo, ako'y tatayo, pangako, tatay ko.
Dahil ikaw ang aking paa, sa tuwing na nagawa, papa, pahinga muna, ako na. La tara tara, la tara tara, la tara tara tara, la tara la tara. La tara tara, la tara tara.